The Nature Reserve. Listen to a boy talking about a trip. While listening, answer the questions below. Use a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the boxes. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task.
Last weekend, my dad and I went to visit Whitefort Nature Reserve. We caught the bus from Swansea at 6 o'clock in the morning. That was hard. From the bus, we saw some beautiful countryside, lots of sheep and horses, and of course, the sea. This area is famous for its beaches. It's very popular with tourists. We got off the bus in a little village called Llamadoc, and we walked down a hill and into the woods. It was only 7 o'clock, and we were the only people there. It was very quiet. There were some rabbits running among the trees. So sweet. On the other side of the woods were some sand dunes, and then we came to the beach, which was huge and empty. The sea was really far away. Dad explained that that was because of the tide, which means the sea comes up and covers the whole beach, and then it goes back down, and the beach is really big again. The reason for coming early in the morning was that with this low tide, we could walk to the lighthouse, which is a tall building with a light for ships. It was amazing. We couldn't stay there very long because the tide was starting to come back up. We walked back, and when we got to the woods, we could see that the lighthouse was in the middle of the sea already. Before going home, we went to a cafe and sat outside. I had an orange juice and a cake, and Dad had a cup of tea and a chocolate biscuit. When we caught the bus again, it was only 11 o'clock, but I was really tired, so that was okay. We got home in time for lunch, and I even had a little sleep in the afternoon.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Last weekend, my dad and I went to visit Whitefort Nature Reserve. We caught the bus from Swansea at 6 o'clock in the morning. That was hard. From the bus, we saw some beautiful countryside, lots of sheep and horses, and of course, the sea. This area is famous for its beaches. It's very popular with tourists. We got off the bus in a little village called Llamadoc, and we walked down a hill and into the woods. It was only 7 o'clock, and we were the only people there. It was very quiet. There were some rabbits running among the trees. So sweet. On the other side of the woods were some sand dunes, and then we came to the beach, which was huge and empty. The sea was really far away. Dad explained that that was because of the tide, which means the sea comes up and covers the whole beach, and then it goes back down, and the beach is really big again. The reason for coming early in the morning was that with this low tide, we could walk to the lighthouse, which is a tall building with a light for ships. It was amazing. We couldn't stay there very long because the tide was starting to come back up. We walked back, and when we got to the woods, we could see that the lighthouse was in the middle of the sea already. Before going home, we went to a cafe and sat outside. I had an orange juice and a cake, and Dad had a cup of tea and a chocolate biscuit. When we caught the bus again, it was only 11 o'clock, but I was really tired, so that was okay. We got home in time for lunch, and I even had a little sleep in the afternoon.